Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and good evening. Welcome to Church Lady Now, an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am Brother Grant, and I am excited to tell you about Church Lady Ministry. Our goal is to help you and I live a successful Christian life. Our program is designed to help us learn the Word of God, understand what we have learned, and apply the Word to our daily living. We broadcast every Wednesday evening right here on blogtalkradio.com at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And today we are both broadcasting live from Tacoma, Washington. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives today. So today's teaching is Spirit to Spirit, and this is our 22nd teaching in our series entitled Come, Holy Spirit. We're teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. The Trinity is the Christian Godhead, which is, there is one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and Jesus, the Son of God. The Godhead theory is similar to our identity theory. My name is Artis Grant Jr., and I am the son of Artis Grant, the father of Aaron and John Grant, and the son of Maddie Grant. I said that to break down the Trinity theory in language that makes sense to us. I am a junior, a father, and a son. God is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I hope that little analogy helps clarify the Godhead for those of us that are not familiar with that term. Now, amen. And now, the good news is the Holy Spirit is here to carry on the work of Jesus Christ in and through us. And what we do is we look at just a little fun here, and we use the internet resources to look at how many times the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible for your data miners and those that are impressed by numbers. Please note that we are aware there is no perfect way to translate words from Hebrew to Greek in the Bible. And so they were the original languages the Bible was written in. Consequently, the number of times a word listed in a version of the Bible may vary. The internet data resources say Holy Spirit is mentioned 388 times in the King James Version of the Bible, 386 times in the New International Version of the Bible, 381 times in the American Standard Version of the Bible, and 394 times in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Now, you can see that the Holy Spirit played a prominent role in the Bible, and there is consistency in different versions of the Bible. He's mentioned at least 381 times and as many as 394 times. So the good news is this is the same Holy Spirit that is here to help you and I live the Christian life. The Bible says God is spirit, and His worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. And that's in John chapter 4, verse 24 of the New International Version of the Bible. Now, Church Lady Ministries is a Spirit-filled ministry, and we're God-filled and led ministry. We operate in the power and fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of Bible teaching and serving the less fortunate. We are a fully tax-exempt 501c3 charitable organization, so all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. This ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving to help teach the gospel and serve the less fortunate. Now, our ministry has a little background, and so listeners, don't get confused because our name is Church Lady Ministries, and don't be fooled. This is not a ladies-only ministry. The truth is the majority of the people we minister to are men. And Artist Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless population in Tacoma and Seattle, Washington, for many years. The name of Church Lady was given to Pastor Artist by the homeless people to whom she ministered. They could not remember her name, so they just started calling her Church Lady. And thus, today we have Church Lady Ministries. We are called to preach the good news of salvation because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those that are bound. Our Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with a call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves God, and she loves to teach on Bible topics and spiritual matters. Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics. She focuses on helping you to know God for yourself, which will result in your transformation. She uses her more than 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her lively Bible classes, worship shocks, and retreats. We serve the less fortunate, and God has given the ministry a commission. The commission is under the chapter 61, verse 1, Isaiah commission, and it is, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has called us to preach the gospel, to heal, to proclaim liberty to captives and set those in prison free, with a focus on spiritual and emotional healing. We serve homeless men as well as women and children in our local battered women's shelter. Now, Minister Artist Oliver, also known as Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. She has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. However, this may surprise you, but her favorite Bible teacher is Joyce Myers, and she always says, "When I grow up, I'm going to be a great Bible teacher just like Joyce Myers." So the good news of salvation and how to live an overcoming Christian life is our ministry mantle. Now on your computer screen, you will see scrolling screen clip art of images of the topics related to today. So the pictures and images you see should relate to our ministry title. And we invite you to become a Church Lady Ministries partner, and we need your support to minister the word and to serve the less fortunate. Now, you can become a partner to help the less fortunate for just $9.99 a month. You can help us to teach and preach the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. To become a ministry partner, you can call us, you can email us, or you can inbox us on Facebook. Now, our contact information is 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., or you can call anytime and leave a message. Our Facebook address is Church Lady Now or Artist Oliver Church Lady. And our email address is churchladyministries@gmail.com. So now, let us join the Church Lady for today's teaching. This afternoon, we're going to look at living spirit to spirit. Now let's join Church Lady for today's teaching. And good afternoon, Church Lady.
Hey, good afternoon, Brother Grant. Welcome back to Tacoma.
I am here and enjoying it. So we can do a show in the same studio.
Yeah, we're in the same studio for the first time like in 9 months, and so this is pretty awesome. Well, thank you so much for that awesome ministry introduction. Good afternoon, listeners. How are you doing today? Welcome to Church Lady Now. Our goal is to help you to live your best life now and to be a blessing to others. Our foundation scripture for today's teaching is found in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 24. And I'm reading from the NIV Bible today. The Bible says that God is spirit. and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. Truth, according to Strong's Bible Dictionary, denotes veracity, reality, sincerity, accuracy, integrity, and truthfulness. We're talking today about worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Let's start with a little background. The book of John was written by the disciple John, also known as John the Beloved. He was a member of Jesus' inner circle. He wrote the book of John to provide to the Christians in Asia a fuller understanding of the ministry of Jesus. His purpose was to lead the church to a firm faith-based foundation on the teachings of Jesus, which would result in life, the abundant life. John presents Jesus as the Son of God, who is manifested in the flesh. He teaches that the life and ministry of Jesus was twofold. One, he proclaimed that Jesus was the Lamb of God who redeems us. And two, through his ministry, Jesus reveals the nature and the purposes of God. John is the only disciple who calls the Holy Spirit the Helper or Comforter. He teaches that the Holy Spirit is called to come alongside us as another helper, the same kind as Jesus, presenting the ministry of Jesus through us, that's you and I, his modern-day disciples. So the Holy Spirit is to help you and I present the ministry of Jesus. That's awesome. He also teaches us that the Holy Spirit has a role in every aspect of our Christian life. He, Holy Spirit, convicts the non-believers and draws them to God, just as he did for you and me. Now, for us born-again believers, that is, for those of us who have had a spiritual birth, the Holy Spirit has many roles in our lives. The role of the Holy Spirit is to draw attention to the things of God. He does not draw attention to himself, nor does he speak of his own authority. His mission is to glorify Jesus, to glorify God, and the teachings of Jesus. Now, ultimately, John teaches the function of the Holy Spirit is to continue the work of Jesus in our lives. The function of the Holy Spirit is to continue the teachings of Jesus in your life and in my life. The Holy Spirit leads us into understanding the gospel and enables us to do the work of the ministry. Now that we've laid a foundation, let's get into today's teaching. And I want to share with you, this is going to be good. What does it mean to worship God in spirit and in truth? Jesus was having a conversation with the woman at the well. You can find that story in John 4, 6 through 30. Now, the woman was telling Jesus about where people worshiped. Now, in our vernacular, that would be something like telling Jesus that, well, some are Baptists and they go to the Baptist church, and some are Methodists and they go to the Methodist church, and some are Catholic and they go to the Catholic church. So she's telling Jesus about where people go to worship. And the reason she's doing that is to deter Jesus. Because, see, Jesus had just checked her luggage. Jesus had just opened her life baggage. And he had revealed to her her secrets. She was a little uncomfortable. So she tried to change the conversation from her issues to religious matters. Jesus did not let her off the hook. He had a mission. and that was to teach her about worship. The lesson was that true worship was and is a matter of the heart, not a location of worship, not a denomination. True worship is a matter of the heart. Worship of God is not limited to a place. When we come to Christ, we all have access to God through Christ. Therefore, worship is a heart matter. It is not external behavior. It is not ceremony. In the Old Testament, Moses tells us how to love God. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. The Bible says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." Worship is about love. Love calls you and I into deep worship. It is kind of like if you have a child that you love and adore, you will do anything and everything you can do to make sure that child has a good life as a byproduct of your love. Worshiping God involves loving Him with all of our being, to include heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that worship is a byproduct of our love. That worship comes out of our love. True worship comes from a passion for God. Do you have a passion for God? In order to worship God, we must know Him. There is no truth in a relationship if we do not know God. Knowledge and truth go hand in hand with worship. In our worship, we honor God. Without the Holy Spirit, we are carnal worshipers, or worse yet, spiritually dead. The truth is, the more we know God, the more we worship Him. We get to know God in three ways: through Bible study, praise, and prayer. When we know God, we appreciate Him. And out of that appreciation comes deep worship, deep fellowship, deep relationship, the kind of worship that leads to burning tears running down our faces. And in this space where the tears are flowing, there's just pure peace and the love of God, which is indescribable. Beloved, it is our job to get to know God for ourselves. If we know God, that means that we're doing some things. However, if we do not know God, here are some suggestions. And these suggestions come from Dr. Charles Stanley. He teaches that there are six ways that we can get to know God and enter into spirit-to-spirit worship. He says, one, confess our sins and invite Jesus into our hearts. Two, understand that our hope is in Christ. Three, become interested in what interests God. That's very important. Become interested in what interests God. God's concerned about the poor. He's concerned about the homeless. He's concerned about the brokenhearted. He's concerned about those who are in prison. We're talking about become interested in what interests God. And how do we know what interests God? We know that by His word. And then five, he says that we should learn God's ways. Well, how do we learn God's ways? Through the word of God. And number six, he says, daily walk with God. So that's being in the Word daily so that we can know God and we can learn His ways and walk with Him. Now, briefly, what he's saying is that accepting Christ as our Savior and repenting is the first step. But please note, I am learning that repentance is an ongoing part of the Christian walk. When I learn that I fall short, and I sometimes do, I repent and purpose to do better with the help of the Holy Spirit. Hey, I'm doing better every day. Why? Because I want to please God. Now, I know that I am not where I should be, or maybe even where others around me think I should be, but I am growing in Christ, and my eyes are being opened every day. I have purposed in my heart to please God with my life. Someone told me this story, so let's see if I can get it somewhat right to share with you. Most of you know that I am not the best storyteller, so bear with me. Well, anyway, this is how the story goes. There was this man who married a woman, and let's just say that she was not the ideal wife. No, she was not a Proverbs 31 wife. However, the worse she behaved, the better he was to her. Can you imagine a wife or husband who cheats, lies, steals, and runs amok? He loved her through it all. The Bible says three things will last forever. The Bible says three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. You can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. You and I can trust and rely on God. From the beginning of time, man has put his hope in God. God parted the Red Sea for Moses to deliver the Israelites. When their backs were up against the enemy, the Red Sea was before them, and the enemy was right behind them. God parted the sea for them to walk on dry land. Can you think of a situation where God turned an impossible situation around for you? I can. Many times in my life, God has looked upon me with compassion and answered my prayers. And I know that He will do the same for you. Did you know it is pretty hard to get to know someone if you do not spend time with them? The only way to really know what they're like is by spending time with them. For example, I know God likes the color red, purple, and gold. How do I know that? Answer, from reading my Bible. When you and I take steps to sincerely get to know God, He will reveal more of Himself to us. Okay, I have another question for you. Did you know that reading the Bible is fun? The Bible is God's Word. It is not a book to read to fall asleep. Hey, I'm just saying. In the Bible, there are stories of people just like you and me who got to know God. There are lots of encouraging stories and great examples of how to serve God and to serve others. I love the story of Ruth and Boaz. Ruth is a woman who lost it all, and God restored her. If you have not already done so, read the book of Ruth in the first person. What do I mean by that? Put yourself in her shoes, and I guarantee that you will come out of reading that book of Ruth very, very inspired. You know, God has a way of doing things, and His ways seem to be the opposite of my natural inclination. He will go left when I will automatically go right. Okay, so here's an example close to home. He gives new mercies every day. But I do not give new mercies every day. Now, most of you know that I do not do mess. No mess at all. But lately, I'm beginning to rethink my behavior because God does mess. He puts up with our mess. So I guess that means that I need to put up with the mess of others. This is a tough one. But my eyes are open and I'm willing to grow. And I invite you to grow with me. I invite you to grow with me. Now, growing means learning to accept God's ways and his commands. Every day, you and I get a chance to start all over. Every day, we get a chance to let God be the Lord of our eyes, the Lord of our lives. Lordship is about yielding and following. It's about you and me yielding to the Word of God and following the teachings of the Bible, following the teachings of Jesus. Now, in this case, following is applying the Word to our lives by letting the Holy Spirit open our eyes to our behavior and by being willing to yield to the Word and the nature of God. You know, I've heard it said many times, obedience is better than sacrifice. That's 1 Samuel 15:22. As I began to fall more and more with God, I want to please him more. My love for God, our love for God, results in obedience. Now, in summary today, we're talking about God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. True worship comes from the heart. If we do not have a passion for God, we have no worship. In order to worship God, we must know who he is. If we do not have knowledge of God, where is the worship or the truth? Worship is not about emotions. It is not about how we feel in the flesh. Even though in worship there will be an external response to the internal worship. In worship we appreciate God. And in the process of worship, our spirits are touched by his spirit. Worship is not limited to a place. When we come to Christ, we all have access to God. Worship is a heart matter. It is not a song. It is not external behavior or a ceremony. Accepting Christ as our Savior and repenting is the first step to enter into worship. Repentance is not a one-time act. It's an ongoing part of the Christian walk. That is why God gives us new mercies every day. Now, please let me clarify. I am not saying that we have permission to sin intentionally. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we will miss the mark. I'm saying that we do miss the mark. And I'm saying that in acknowledging that we miss the mark and repenting, that is turning and going the other direction, that God is there to forgive us. God is there to forgive us. When we err and make a course change. Amen? So repentance is about changing course. Now, one thing we know for sure, we can trust God. We can rely on God. From the beginning of time, man has put his hope in God. The Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. The same God that parted the Red Sea for Moses to deliver the Israelites will part the Red Sea for you and for me. However, we each have responsibility to get to know God. You and I get to know God in three ways: through Bible study, praise, and prayer. There are many ways to study the Bible. There are many ways to study the Bible. You can attend Bible study classes at your local church on Wednesdays, Sunday school. I'd suggest both, because we need to spend more time than one day a week with God to get to know Him. We can sign up for a Bible class online, purchase a one-year Bible where you read an Old Testament, a New Testament, a Psalms, and a Proverbs every day. I love the one-year Bible. I absolutely love the one-year Bible. It is a wonderful way to read the Bible in 1 year or 2 years if you would like. Beloved, praise, worship moves the hand of God. When we praise God by giving Him thanks, by being appreciative of what He has done for us, we are moving the hand. We praise God by telling others what He's done for us. Testimony. Sharing our faith. Sharing our trials. And sharing with others what God has done for us. And this testimony, this sharing, builds up their faith and their confidence in God. And lastly, we get to know God in prayer. Prayer is spending time talking to God and listening to God. Did you hear that? Talking to God and listening to God. Many people tell us to pray, but do not teach us how to pray. I'm going to share a secret with you. From your praise and your Bible study, your prayer life will be birthed. Did you hear that? From your praise, from giving testimony, from giving God the glory, for telling people about your faith, from telling people about your faith and Bible study, your prayer life will be birthed. Study, praise, and praise. Study, prayer, and praise are required to get to know God. Now, in closing, John, the beloved disciple of Christ, demands that we, you and I, have a personal response to Jesus, the Son of God. He said that Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly. This life is not independent of God. There is knowledge of God through Jesus that leads to Christian spiritual fellowship and understanding. We are spirit, and those who worship God in spirit and in truth. We are those. We worship God in spirit and in truth. Truth means that we worship Him in our reality, with sincerity, with integrity, and truthfulness from the heart. Today, let us all purpose to worship God in spirit and in truth. This concludes our teaching on God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. In closing, please remember, what matters is worship that comes from the heart. This is Church Lady. Thank you for joining me today, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next week as we continue our journey to get to know the person of the Holy Spirit and the role that He wants to play in your life and my life today. Now it's time to close our program. I've enjoyed you tremendously. And let's go back to Brother Grant. Brother Grant?
Yes, that was a wonderful teaching. It was very well presented, and I've enjoyed it. So before
thank you
we
so much.
Before we say goodbye, we want to bless you with our perpetual prayer for each of our listeners. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is and the role he wants to play in our lives today. This was our 22nd teaching in the series of titled, Come Holy Spirit. Now, if you want to hear this presentation again, if you want to study this teaching, you can go into the Blog Talk Radio Now library, blogtalkradio.com, go to the archives for Church Lady Now, and you can listen to this again, and you can share it with your friends. Because this year, we want you to know and to become a better Christian. Now, you can contact us, and we invite you to check us out on our social media site. Our social media information is as follows, blogtalkradio.com. The program name is Church Lady Now, and you can follow us. Facebook pages are Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries. You can inbox, like us, and follow us. Or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now, our phone number again is area code 253-472-6213. And we want to thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now. And please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. because we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he plays in our lives today. So remember, if you would like to become a ministry partner, please call us at area code 253-472-6213 for more information because our goal is to help you to live a successful and victorious Christian life. So you can obtain information about our ministry happenings. You can visit our Facebook pages. And you can always call us at area code 253-472-6213. So you and your friends are invited to join us every Wednesday for Church Lady Now. So if you want to listen to our programs, you can do so on your cell phone, on your laptop, on your tablet, on your desktop, and you can also call in during our show. So again, thank you for joining Church Lady Now, and this is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed day.
Happy day.